Well, thanks, Brent and Amy, for asking me to do this. It's an honor and a privilege. I grew up about 30 minutes west of Columbus, Georgia, in Opelika, Alabama, so I do have a very deep fondness for the state of Georgia. Some of the first music venues I ever played my original songs in were in Georgia. In fact, I think all of the first ones were. So, yeah, when I play, Georgia is definitely on my mind. Here's one that Brent and I wrote on his Providence Canyon album. This one's called The King of Alabama. Well, I didn't know him best, but he say we were friends. We both rode the highways on a song. So I'm riding this one here in memory of him. The king of Alabama has gone home. He was a man among men, the old school kind. Had a great big heart and a laid back mind. Let you hold his guitar if you broke a string. If you thought it looked country, ought to heard him sing. From Alabama across the Rio Grande, he beat the blacktop down with his five-piece band. Not because he loved it, he did that too. He did it, man, cause that's what he was born to do. And some people calculating moves, he never had a thing to prove. He just let the wind take him where it may. Yeah, well, it's a damn shame the way things go. It's too bad we had to lose the good folks. But the king of Alabama has gone home. Well, nothing good ever happens after midnight, so the story goes. You can't trust nobody, it don't matter how close. It was a friend that took him from his family. So I keep his chain in my pocket, his son in my prayers. Every stage I'm on, I can feel him there. When some people calculate moves, he never had a thing to prove. He just let the wind take him where it may. Well, it's a damn shame the way things go. It's too bad we had to lose the good folks. But the king of Alabama has gone home. Has gone home.